Now, Australia is known for its sunny beaches and hot weather, but this also puts us at high risk of skin damage. Well, these days, with the cold and cloudy weather of winter, whacking on sunscreen is probably not the first thing on your mind as you leave the house in the morning, but maybe it should be, with recent reports revealing melanoma rates are soaring in Australia, with over 15,000 new cases of melanoma diagnosed in this year alone. Well, to discuss, I'm joined by dermatologist Dr. David Francis. David, thanks for your time.
G'day, Julia. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Not bad.
Not bad. All right. So what's causing this rise in melanoma cases in Australia?
Well, I think the rise in melanoma cases has happened over a long period of time. As you said, there's about 14 or 15,000 new cases a year, unfortunately about 1,700 deaths per year. We're becoming much more aware of melanoma, and also people are getting their skin checked, which is a good thing. But also we're trying to get across that even at a reasonably early age, you can get skin cancers, and sun protection at that stage is very important.
Right. So what should people be looking out for on their skin that suggests that they may be signs of melanoma?
I usually say to patients to just look out for lesions or spots that are changing or growing, bleeding or irritated, new spots that they haven't noticed before that persist over a month or more, and that's a sign to go and have your skin checked with at least your GP, but also preferably, if you can, with your dermatologist from the Australasian College of Dermatologists.
Sure. And so I guess being in winter, many of us don't really think about applying sunscreen, as I mentioned before. Do we need to be aware of how to protect our skin even in these colder months?
Yes, we do. If there's sunlight out there, there's possible sun damage occurring to the skin. We don't want everybody to stay inside for obvious reasons, but if you're out playing golf or tennis or going to the beach or whatever, we're just trying to encourage everybody to cover up, use the proper clothes. Clothes are the best sunscreen, and then you use the chemical sunscreen for the parts you can't cover with clothes. And if you're using sunscreen, reapply it if you're swimming or sweating, particularly every hour or two.
Okay. And so you said to visit a dermatologist if you notice any, you know, different skin, your skin changing at all. How frequently should we be visiting a dermatologist in general anyway?
Look, I think once a year is probably a reasonable amount of time. Obviously, if you've had skin cancers or you have a number of moles, your dermatologist may want you to come along more regularly than that, particularly if you've had melanoma. We then keep a closer eye on you and recheck you as life goes on.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Well, David, thank you very much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Julia, for having me on.
Thanks, bye.
Bye now.
That was Dr. David Francis, a fellow of the Australasian College of Dermatologists for over 25 years in the service. And he was talking about rates of melanoma, which have been on the rise in Australia, and ways to protect your skin even during the winter months.